On K1, and Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home. And it is time today to say hi to our friends from the United Way, John Ford and also Whitney Verdon. Whitney, I've just been seeing you all over the place. I got to keep roller skates on to keep up with you. You've just been all over talking to people and getting things rolling. Now, John, you were telling me a little bit ago about the United Way and a thing called the Pace Setter program.
That's correct, Tom. Pacesetters is a program that we have on an annual basis. It's for any individuals or families that give a total of $500 to the United Way. These individuals are critical to our success. You know, we have 13 agencies. We have 26 programs that we fund. We have initiatives. And we're looking for all sorts of ways of supporting the community so that we can help those areas that they all deal with our health, education, or financial welfare. Those are the three pillars that United Way is built on. But Pacesetters are critical to us being able to provide the services needed in this community.
Now, we do a lot of great things to raise money. We have a golf tournament. We have a few other things, too, that work out. But we need the consistent support, and we need to make sure that it's there, it can be counted upon, so that the people who count upon our programs can get the help that they need. So this is pretty cool. Now, how are we going on this? Do we have a program set up that where we're going to have some information on this Pacesetter program?
Yeah, so you can find some Pacesetter information on our website. But when you pledge $500 or more to the United Way, you automatically go into our Pacesetter program.
Oh, it works that way, just automatically.
It's an automatic thing. Yeah, we have reports that we pull that will show who's given at that level. So then that way we can get in touch with them, because we do have a Pacesetter reception that we throw for our Pacesetters, just to be able to personally thank them and to show them what their dollars are doing within our community.
Great. Now, we here at work, we've got the forms just the other day, and people are filling those out and they're turning them in so that, you know, you can get that, you know, taken right off your paycheck before you have time to maybe go out and do foolish things.
Yeah. Yeah, you won't even know that it's gone.
Won't even know that it's gone. And every little bit counts.
It really does.
And every big bit counts, too.
It does. And, you know, one of the things that we are finding, though, is that if with some of the companies, if we aren't getting names or their total pledge amounts, because sometimes when we receive a report from a business on how much their employees have pledged for the campaign, we don't always get itemized or who exactly pledged what. So sometimes we are missing some of those Pacesetters. So what we are saying is, if you know that you're giving $500 or more a month, if you're pledging more than $42 a month or $22 a paycheck, then go ahead and give us a call at 918-336-1044 and let us know so we can make sure that you go on our Pacesetter list and you are invited to our Pacesetter reception.
Well, very good. I guess the real feel good is knowing that you're helping. I mean, I'm not trying to say that a reception's not nice. It is nice.
Yes.
It's a great way to say thank you. But your heart feels a whole lot better when you help out, because I think that a lot of people in this community and the surrounding communities have at one time or another been in a situation where they could have used some of the help that United Way provides. And you just never know, tomorrow might be that day. And it's nice to know that we have a community around us to help us out.
We do. And Tom, it's interesting. I spent 12 years in the state Senate. And the one thing I learned there is state government, federal government cannot and should not try to do everything for everybody. So this is where the local communities, the individuals, the businesses step up and do what we need to help this community and this area that we live in. And the people that live here historically, we've been so proud of their willingness to do this, not only financially, but with their hours and their hands to help in so many ways in this community.
I've told everybody I've met so far that I've never lived in a community where so many people were cheering for each and everyone's success. Because there are plenty of other communities in the United States, and they might be rooting against you a little bit for their own, you know, selfish need. But I've never lived in a community quite like the Bartlesville community, where everybody wants you to succeed and they'll do anything they can to make sure that you will. And this is a blessed little area we have here, and I think people are taking care of it very well.
Absolutely. You know, growing up here, that's just been the normal for me. You know, I've never been anywhere else. And I think that's why at such a young age, growing up in a community and mm-hmm. playing softball or t-ball and having all of the businesses, you know, sponsoring or going to different events or just knowing that somebody's always going to be there for you, you know, that's normal to me. Mm-hmm. And so being a part of the United Way, I get to continue to have a more active role in helping those within my community and going out and talking about our agencies and what they're doing for those. I was giving a presentation, or me and Joni were giving a presentation at a PSO just recently, and one of the employees said, you know, my parents, they were having a really rough time, and me and my husband were trying to help them with groceries, and we were supplementing them on, you know, their income with groceries, and that was starting to impact us. You know, because we're not only buying groceries for ourselves and providing for ourselves, but now we're having to provide for our parents as well. And then they found out about Mary Martha's. And so then they were able to get their parents over to Mary Martha's, and they were able to get groceries. And so it took that financial burden off of the extended family as well. And it was such a blessing for her.
Well, one thing we got to do is make sure that these things aren't a secret. That's why we're here today to talk mm-hmm. about that here with the United Way. Now, John, with your experience in state government, like you said, the government can't possibly do the things for all people. But when we do our community stuff like that, we probably know where the problems are. We probably know how to handle them just a little bit better in these cases.
That's right, because each community and the individuals are uniquely qualified to know what the true needs are. And that's why with the United Way, like I say, we have the three areas that we concentrate on: health, financial stability, and education. Mm-hmm. Within that, we've identified 13 agencies, and within those agencies, there are specific programs that help our citizens in those areas. Mm-hmm. And that's what the United Way contributions go to, are mm-hmm. to these programs that are specifically tailored to help where the needs of this community are.
Very good. Now, we serve a pretty good swath here. It's Washington County, Nowata County, Osage County, and parts of southeastern Kansas.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So yeah. There's a lot of geography here, and this region is pretty well served, I'd have to say.
But when you look at that geographic region, we're all tied together. Bartlesville's kind of in the center, but the services that are needed in each of these communities are distinct. And that's why, like in Nowata, we deal with the Boys and Girls Club of Nowata and some of the unique programs that they have. So we try not only within the United Way, but in the sub-communities of the United Way, we try to identify where the needs are in those communities and be proactive in helping.
And that goes a long, long way. And that's why we're here asking for your help today, too. Now, how do they get a hold of you in order to get started? How do businesses get a hold of you to get started, too, with their payroll deduction plans?
So businesses, I mean, you can always call our office at 918-336-1044. Mm-hmm. Lori will usually be the one to greet you, but you can always get a hold of us. And Joni is our campaign manager, so she can give you the steps on what you can do. Usually what we try to do, even if you haven't had a campaign before and you just want us to come in, we have about a 10 to 20 minute presentation that we come into businesses and do, just to give you an insight on United Way, what we're doing, how we're impacting the community, and then invite you to give if you would like to. So even if you're not wanting to run an entire internal campaign, but you just want to get us in the door to let your employees know what we're doing and give them an opportunity to give, we're always looking for that. We're always talking to businesses. We've added a couple new businesses this year that have asked us to come in and do that. And so that's one way as a business to get involved. An individual, you can always give us a call or come into our office. We have pledge cards on hand all the time, or catch us out in the community. We always try to have pledge cards. That's the best way to give is, you know, to pledge. I mean, one-time gifts, we are always taking one-time gifts. But if you want to make the biggest impact in our community, really giving a monthly pledge is the way to do that. And if you so choose to give $22 a paycheck or $42 a month, that enters you into our PaySetter program, which is generally the core of our annual giving campaign and really makes the biggest impact within our community.
Wonderful.
And Tom, for individuals in the community, they can go to our Facebook page. We've got information there, but we also have a video. It's about a two-minute video. and it is specific to the Bartlesville Region United Way. It talks about our agencies, it talks about some of the clients that we serve, and it really gives the individuals an overview of what the United Way does and how we do it.
And I understand our own Garrett Giles might have a cameo in that.
He does. He does. He made the cut.
Now, John, I've already asked this of Whitney a couple of times, and she shared her story. What drew you to the United Way?
Well, I was elected to the Senate in 2004, and one of the early programs I had was called Walk a Mile, where the program tried to set up a new legislator with a volunteer in a community, someone that was receiving program aid. And they set me up with Mealy Capoletti, and Mealy is now with
Casa Hispana.
Mealy and I spent several hours together. Actually, she went to the Capitol in Oklahoma City with me, and it gave me an insight into a lot of the services that can be provided in this community. Because of that, I got really involved with the United Way, and in 2007, I was asked for the first time to come on the United Way board. And it just gave me an opportunity to learn about the needs of the community and also what we can do to help federal government, state government, supplement the needs and help on that. So I've been involved since 2007. It's something that I think is critical and very meaningful to all of us.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I think a lot of people might even remember back when you did that walk.
Yes.
I remember seeing John doing that. So it took a walk in a mile with someone else, a little talking, and just a whole lot of life experience, I guess, to really make that final decision to jump on board. It probably wasn't a hard one.
No, not at all. And when you meet the individuals that are receiving some of the assistance, most times that is a one-time event in their life. You see how appreciative they are of having that handout to help them during that period of time. And that's what, to me, made the United Way and the services that we can offer so important and why I wanted to stay involved in it.
Now, Whitney, you not only just took a little look-see and jumped on board. You've been like the biggest cheerleader I've ever witnessed for any kind of an organization. You have an enthusiasm that's infectious.
Well, thank you. It's just so important to me. You know, I think sometimes when people think about handouts or they think about, you know, giving or the clientele that we're serving, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes they say, you know, they may think that they are just abusing the system or, you know, and I've heard that a lot when I talk to people about giving, you know, they're like, well, you know, they should be able to help themselves or, you know, I pulled myself up, you know, and I got out of that situation. And, you know, a lot of these people didn't choose to be in that type of situation. There's a lot of families within our community that are living paycheck to paycheck. And we talked specifically about Mary's family in our video who she was working a part-time job. Her husband was working and got injured outside of work. That could mm-hmm. happen to anybody. You could be hanging Christmas lights and fall off the ladder. I've had a friend who's that happened to their father, and he's injured outside of work, and then they lose an entire income. And so when you have a family that's living paycheck to paycheck, and you have a father that is on the mend trying mm-hmm. to get, you know, healthy enough to get back to work, what do you do?
Yeah,
where do you go?
It could happen to anybody.
It really can.
The average person is about 2 to 3 paychecks away from being in a big world of mm-hmm. hurt.
It really is.
It could, like, just like your story there, mm-hmm. it could be mm-hmm. anyone. And, mm-hmm. you know, going back to walking a mile in somebody else's shoes, mm-hmm. Maybe folks might want to take that empathic little walk first before yeah. you start getting too mm-hmm. judgmental.
You know, we went into P66 to the New Hire Network. And the uh-huh. New Hire Network, it's a lot of individuals that are graduating from college and they're coming into, you know, our community for the first time. And, you know, we were sharing some of the statistics and different things about our community. And you would be surprised how many people just don't believe that is what's happening within our community. You know, a lot of people think that we don't have anyone that needs help, you know, within our community, you know, but we do.
Do they look out the window of their car when they're driving?
Well, you know, if you're not from the community, how yeah. do you really know where yeah. to look or what to see? And, you know, that's my job. That's my job as a marketing manager. And I really do enjoy it. And I tell my partners all the time, I really do enjoy being able to go out and talk about them and what they're doing and share their success and raise money for their programs, because I do believe in what they're doing for our community and I believe in who they're helping.
Well, when we say help and the word hand out, I think maybe it's more likely a hand up.
Absolutely.
Because what we're trying to do is bring people along to get back mainstream, are we not?
We're just trying to fill a gap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To fill that gap and hopefully, you know, you can get back on the sidewalk, back on the street, and back to your life and get off that pause button.
Absolutely.
This is really amazing. And, you know, the work that's been done here through the 13 agencies and, of course, the umbrella agency with the Regional United Way is just incredible. And I've seen in a very short time how many people really value this. I mean, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, they put on their big golf event here in coordination with this because they see this as a value to our community. They could do that on their own and nobody would have to know the difference. But instead, they're sharing it with their community. And so many other, not only corporate types, just, you know, homegrown mom and pop businesses
Absolutely.
Do the same thing too. And they're the backbone of our community.
That's right. The mom and pop businesses, the retirees are very supportive of what we're trying to do.
Yes.
Because they've lived here for a long time. They understand the needs, but also they want to help support those. So there are so many different groups that help the United Way and help us help the citizens of this community.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out to be a wonderful thing. I encourage you to go to the Facebook page and watch the video. You'll come away with maybe a different perspective. And it's only 2 minutes. What's it going to hurt? What could it hurt? 2 minutes. Come on. You can do that over coffee.
Yes.
And if folks want more information, how do they get a hold of you?
They can call us at 918-336-1044. Visit our website at BartlesvilleUW.org, or like John said, they can find us on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Our Instagram followers have been increasing.
It on the gram now,
we are.
I don't know what that is, but I hear my 12-year-old, it's on the gram.
Well, you can go live with Instagram too, so if you want to start going live with Facebook and Instagram,
you can
do it.
That's wonderful. Whitney, always a pleasure seeing you. John, a tremendous pleasure meeting you for the first time. Heard a lot about you, and I'm glad we got to go face-to-face.
Thank you, and I want to thank you, the radio station, Dory and Kevin, for all your support of the United Way. Thank you.
You always count on it. Right now it is 8:49, and that is going to wrap up our Community Corner. It's been brought to you by our good friends at Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K1. K1, the one you trust.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burden decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Jesus told us in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 6, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." My grandfather used